Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus?
Like this. With the independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikhil with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean, upside down double, U-A to the Y-S, we the best, yeah we fight, not a test, our radio slides in the old wagon set, like you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit, boys crewing into and we sold it, come through and we can show you we support that local
everything,
online radio,
independent everything.
On board for another dynamic episode of Independent Everything. I am your host, Franz the Hybrid One of Metal to Music Records and all things Franz.com radio. And over there in that ghost chair, right under that right there, that is Mr. Del Sean Mays of the Bars crew, still having technical difficulties, so he'll be here in spirit only today. And the one, the only, the hybrid queen, I know I just can't figure why she's not in the queue, because I was just talking with her and she was the one that reminded me, oh look, I talked her up, how you like that? I was just about to give you your ghost introductions, but she's here, the one, the only, the hybrid queen, Miss Nakia Corliss. She is the owner of In Motion Events and shoesinmotion.com, and she is the executive A&R for Metal to Music Records and my personal manager, and she's also the co-host of Sexy Saturdays. You know, I always forget that. She's the co-host of Sexy Saturdays with Miss Gwen Adams-Evans every Saturday on the Blog Talk Network. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm great. How are you?
It's Sunday, and I woke up this morning or this afternoon. All my faculties intact, reasonable health. So I guess I'm good. I guess I'm real good. Yeah, and so I guess I'm good. I was a little worried. I didn't see you in the queue there, and I was actually talking to our very special guest today. I was like, she's not in the queue, and I know I just got off the phone with her, but she normally does a ritual before she goes on there, and I know she didn't get a chance to do it, so maybe that's what's up. Anyway, we have a very special guest today, Nakia Corliss. Very, very special guest. Let me just start out by saying Quincy Jones was born in Chester, South Carolina on June the 2nd, 1980, and raised in Salisbury, North Carolina, where this ambitious young man became a writer. Quincy used to sit back and watch his stepbrother complete his dream of being an artist, and that sparked the flame in him to do better and produce a passion that at age 5, he didn't even know he had. His stepbrother became his inspiration. The love of music began, and the flow of lyrics was transformed. As a statement, Quincy Jones says, a testimony of life that was once filled with mishaps, problems, and a road to destruction now comes with the promises of encouragement, leadership, and dedication has created Quincy Jones. What's up, Mr. Jones?
Hey, what's going on, big dog?
Man, glad to have you here, man. I got to say, man, that double CD that you just put out, man, is very inspiring. I had no idea you were really, because I interviewed you some time ago on the music video show, and I had no idea you were putting together a double CD. So obviously that is something that came to be, you know, over the last, when's the last time I had you over on the music video? About 4 months ago, 5 months in September?
No, it was a good little minute, because like we was just starting the label too. So it was, and it was the first radio show we ever got interviewed on too. So.
Right, right. And you guys were getting ready to do the, or were trying to get into that big festival that's there in South Carolina at that time,
yeah,
and whenever that comes around. So that's when it was around that time. So you formed a label, Testimonial Music, and you put out, of course, this double CD. And tell me a little bit about the double CD. All I know is the first tracks that you've sent me off of it that are in rotation on All Things Franz.com radio are fire, every last one of them, man. There's not one of those tracks that's not fire on there. And I'm like, when I listened to the first one, I was like, okay, I went to the second one. I was like, you know, my eyebrow went up. And I went to the third one. I was like, well, this boy out here on fire, man. So tell me about the project, man, and how it came to be.
After you had interviewed us, my partner Rob, he had come out with his CD, and which was Exposed to Love, and that was doing pretty good. And the whole time while he was doing his and we were setting that up, I had just been making songs. Like, even before me, like when you had interviewed us, like when me and Rob had dropped our CD out at the time that you were together, that you interviewed us, like I'd already had so many songs then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was just like people kept asking for, why you don't drop this week before send out? Because at the time I was pretty much networking that one and trying to market that one too. And I was just like, we're done. I'd already finished the book of Queasy Jones too, so I might as well just put them out at the same time and just package them together and do it like that, because ain't nobody ever did that before as far as like, you know, the type of, you know, gospel anyway, as far as that way. So I just figured I just do something different. And it came out, and it's been doing pretty good, man. Ever since I done put it out, man, folks been kind of, it done been some doors open for testimonial music, you know. For, you know, a lot of people don't have the blessings that I done had since creating this label. You know, a lot of labels still struggling within the first year, you know, but I can't say that.
Yeah. Who do you have on the label? Is Rob on the label with you? Because I know y'all do things together, but is he on there as a solo artist as well?
Yes, sir. It's just me and him. That's it.
Okay. And that's good. Y'all compliment each other well, bro. And I got his You and I video, and I was playing it the other night. Actually, my co-host, who is the Hybrid Queen, my fiance, Nakia Corliss, who's on the air with us as my co-host on this show as well. I was actually playing the You and I video. And she wasn't on the side where she was seeing the video. She was just hearing it. She was like, is that all? I said, you got to see the video. It's about the video. And the video, you know, really compliments his lyrics on that and stuff. But I'm glad to see you guys have started your own label and doing your own thing. Y'all deserve it, man, because I think y'all are, you know, a really stand up set of guys, man. Y'all believe in what you're doing. I know the history where you guys have come from, and it's a testament of what God can do in your life, man, when you let him take the lead and take the reins. Because when you guys put out that first project with you and him on it, I know there was some concern about where you were going to go from there, but it's nice to see that you guys have kept on pace and you're going to the next level. I know you get a lot of shows and stuff around that area too, and a lot of exposure, because when you do, you know, music that is lifting up the Father, the door is open for you. Tell me about, you know, what the process has been like, or what it looks like actually to be, you know, into the gospel rap, the Christian rap, and doing it the way you guys are doing it. Because if you didn't know that you were rapping about, or you were claiming to be Christian rappers or gospel rap, when you listen to the music, it's hitting, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes Christian rappers think that they got to do it a certain way, or they got to take away from the flavor of it to get the message across. Y'all don't do that. Y'all come hard, and then y'all just put the message in there. You know what I'm saying? So tell me what that process is like, man.
It's I don't know, man. It's kind of really hard, because like I just be straight up. I just figured, you know, I was straight up when I was in the world, when I was doing, you know, crazy things and had my life going a certain way. So I figured now that I done changed my ways, I shouldn't sugarcoat anything, you know, because,
right.
I mean, the people that didn't want to see me change and still don't want to see me change, they ain't going to sugarcoat my past. So why not I talk about it before I give them a chance to? That way it kind of kills what they got going on, so you can't really say nothing about it because I talk about myself, you know.
Exactly.
It's just one of those things, man, where I feel like a lot of people that's trying to change their ways and follow Christ or even get closer to God, they find it hard to, because people are so judgmental, and they get saved and act like they ain't never did nothing before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or they act like people can't come from a worse background than what they've been through. You know, and
yeah.
It's real crazy, man, how these traditional churches are set up now, man. You can't even it's more about the money than it is about saving people's souls. And a lot of people get mad when I mention that in my songs, but I don't I'm all about healing, helping people heal, man. That's it.
You know, I've heard it said that God throws your past and your sins into the sea of forgiveness, but there ain't nothing like church folk to put on some snorkels and go deep sea diving and go get it.
You
know, bring
man,
it up.
What you talking about?
Yeah, real talk. But so you like I say, man, you come real strong with your lyrics. You keep it real. I can say that for you. And you hit some areas in this thing, especially about when you talk about changing. From your past, and I come from one of those wretched past, you know, myself, dope dealing, you know, whoremongering and the whole nine. And, you know, if it were not for God in my beliefs, you know what I'm saying? Where would I be now? You know, I didn't basically did it all. You know, anybody knows about me, and I'm like you. You can't never blackmail me. You can't never, you know, try to hold it on my hands. I'm going to tell it on myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be the first one to tell you. You know, I was definitely that rich, you know, and then did it all and then destroyed a lot of lives and the whole nine. And like I say, if it was not for God and people that cared for me, you know, where would I be? So I it's testimony to me. And it's so glorious to be able to talk about that as a past, you know what I'm saying? And not as your present. Now you just released the two CD two double CD project, and how many songs are on the two projects? Let's talk about the projects individually. What's the name of the first one?
The first one is The Book of Queasy Jones, and the second one is Weep for a Sinner Volume 1.
Weep for a Sinner Volume 1. Yeah, and you said that a lot of doors have opened up for testimonial music. Tell me a little bit about how you know those doors have opened up and what has happened for Queasy and for testimonial music. The highlights. What have been some of the highlights that have transpired since the releasing and the opening of the label?
It's been we actually done touched a lot of people, man. Like I didn't have people coming up to me crying, you know, and saying to us that we talk about the same things that they actually have on their minds sitting right in church. And, you know, that's been a pretty good highlight for me, and a lot of kids are clinging to it. And that's a good thing, too, because, you know, you have a lot of leaders, man. They just sit behind them four walls and watch these young boys die out here.
Yeah.
You know, and they do a little coat drive here and there for the community. But, you know, after that, you know, they're right back into them four walls. And they ain't, you know, and the same thing, and just watching the hood waste away. You know, you're supposed to be a pillar to the community, but you actually being a demise to it by actually not opening up and speaking up more. You know, which should be our roles as leaders, period, especially for the black men. You know, we dying rapidly.
Right. Real talk. And so you are a voice. And you know, this is the thing. Having been where you've been, and I assume that the lyrics that you spit in your Without You and Never Going Back, those lyrics are certainly, I'm sure, true to form, and those things are real, as well as the lyrics in some of the other songs. So you've been in some places and come out of some places of darkness and are able to speak on those things because you've been there and done that. It's really, I guess, hard for someone that is going through something to identify with somebody speaking to them that hadn't been through it. But because you've been through some of the very things that some of our young men are going through, it's a lot more, it's easier for you to identify with them and them to identify with you. So I think that you are what I term one of those preachers in disguise. But you're coming from a place of experience, and experience is always the best teacher. And it's always real. It's always what's enduring to people when they can feel what you're talking about. So is it then, can I assume that it is your goal to, you know, to of course, travel not only this country, but the world, to bring this message of change and bring the message of redemption and the fact that, you know, just you in and of yourself are a testimony of what can happen if you change your mindset and change your beliefs and, you know, allow, you know, whatever your higher power is, whatever you can believe in to help to change you. Would it be safe to say that, that you would like that opportunity to travel the world to bring this message to young men, not only black young men, but men of all races that are struggling with their manhood, with society at large, you know, and what's going on in the world?
Oh, yes, sir. No doubt. You know, it's even if it ain't got nothing to do with rapping and just speaking, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I'm so beyond like just the rap scene and the rap part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really trying to help people change, man. Cause like, I didn't have too many people that would, you know, that would be like, look, Cuisinart, you know, you're wrong. You know, or you can't do this and you can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mama had cancer for a while, you know, and my dad, he was in a whole nother state. You know, and my stepdad was like 74 years old. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have no, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have, so I thought I was grown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Right.
You know,
I got you.
You know, it was like, you know, but like, far as the only thing I want to do is, even if it ain't but just one person that didn't listen to me and then change their way around, I'd be happy. You know, like, I'm supposed to be going to New York in April at Webster Hall. And performing up there, so that'll be a good look too. And you know, it's we got a lot of little things popping, man. I done opened up my own little publishing company too. That way we could skeet on around the deals, you know, as far as
right.
the company. If the company start coming, you know, like you won't skim me, because everything will pretty much be come right back to us. So that's just my move. I'm trying to make sure. Even though we're reaching people, I still have to realize that it's a business too, and they'll try to get you if they care.
Oh, yes, sir. I saw that. I saw that Jones & Jones publishing. Is that the publishing company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and we were talking about it. Me and my better half were talking about it. We saw it where Natasha, shout out to Natasha, by the way, had posted the Jones Squared, and we thought that was a beautiful name. I don't know why y'all change it, but there's probably some Jones Squared out there or whatever, but I thought that was a really appropriate name. And I'm going to let Nakia get in here in a minute and talk to you about that. I think the publishing is a perfect time to segue into what she wants to ask you about. So Nakia, you want to chime in here and get some, I'll go back to the Inquiring Minds segment, a little bit of that, but I know you want to get kind of personal. So you want to chime in?
I just want to say thank you for joining us today on this episode of Independent Everything. Normally, I am known as Ms. Charlemagne, God of the Bunch, and, you know, I come off a bit standoffish, but today I'm just going to pry, because normally that's what I do when we have gentlemen on the show and me being the only female. So, Inquiring Minds, now I know the answers to this, because I'm like a certified stalker. That's how I keep up with my artists and what's going on in their lives. So I've already stalked your page. So I know the answers to these questions, but Inquiring Minds want to know. You are a very handsome young man. Are you single?
No, ma'am.
Now, ladies, I hate to disappoint you, but there you have it. He is not single. Your management, do you have a management team?
I'm actually doing that, too.
Do you have a personal manager?
No, ma'am.
No? And I'm not quite as old as Franz. We're probably about the same age, so you don't have to say no, ma'am, to me. Now, I vaguely know the name Natasha Jones, vaguely. But I just happened to come across some information that kind of startled me, I guess. And so I brought it to Franz's attention today, and he was just like, oh, no, that's not true. Are you recently engaged?
Yes, ma'am. Christmas, around Christmas time.
Christmas 2014, so congratulations to the newlyweds. And I did make the comment that I thought Jones Squared would be an excellent name for the name of the publishing company. I wish I was that fortunate. I actually have to change my last name, but I don't have a problem, because I do. I love the last name. So, but congratulations to the both of you. Have you set a date yet?
It was supposed to have been the 3rd of January, then it was supposed to have been the 31st of January, and now it's August 8th, so I can't, you know what I'm saying, so it is what it is.
No, exactly. I know what you're saying, because I think we're on our third date now, aren't we, sweetie?
That's real.
We're on our third date now, yeah, so we might have to have a, you know, a double ceremony. Just to put this out there, I am a certified wedding events planner. I'm a little bit closer to, well, I'm not right now, but I reside on the East Coast, and so a little bit closer to you than where I am right now. But if you guys need any assistance, do not hesitate to reach out to me.
Okay, cool.
You mentioned some things about if not being only to touch one individual with the message that you bring forth. I know that you have a past, and a lot of artists write about, you know, the things of their past, the things that are going on in their lives now, the things that they want to take place in the future. But on a daily basis, you know, other than the Heavenly Father, what is your motivation to, you know, have that instilled in you that if I can only touch one soul, if I can only bring one person closer to, you know, the kingdom, what motivates you on a daily basis?
My oldest child, he kind of followed in the same footsteps that I was doing. And it's I mainly talk about my past to kind of enlighten him when he listens to it, that he don't have to choose to go down that same road. So it's like most of my songs are preaching in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be one of those people that travel across the world and leading people to Christ, and you can't even lead nobody in your own household.
Yeah.
To it as well. So,
real
talk. That's just my main thing. It's rough, you know, because it was a point of time that I wasn't there, and I ain't ashamed to say it. You know what I'm saying? You know, all of the stuff that I was doing, I wasn't there. You know, but I think the hardest thing that I find it hard to do now is to get him to not look there and look where you at now. You didn't have your daddy then, but you got your daddy now, and you still trying to cut a fool, you know. So
that's just my
main thing. I'm trying to not instill something into my kids that I wasn't really fortunate to get at one point of time, you know.
And that is so important, what you just said. You know, if your own home isn't in order, it's hard for you to, you know, minister to other people in song the way that you do if, you know, you have things in your own home that are just all up in the air. So it truly does begin at home. How old is your son?
15.
Oh, yeah. It'll get better. It'll get better. One day.
Yeah.
I have a 20-year-old that I'm kind of going through the same thing with, and it'll get better.
Yeah, get to smelling themselves. They don't want to listen to nobody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, listening to you guys talk about your kids, I guess it just makes me feel so good. My son's 19, he's in college, and he's never really, you know, really given us any problems. He's always been a really, really good kid. If I could just get him to get in them books and make this college thing work for him, that'd be just ecstatic. But he's never been a problem child. I never had any problems with him. And you know, like you, crazy, I was absent. I was absentee father for a while. And I guess I'm just blessed that he had a really good and stern mother to keep him grounded and guided, because he's a really good kid. He really is. And I know, you know, that's a blessing. You know, all three of my kids are really good kids. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Nikia.
You did.
Go ahead
and
finish.
You do it so well. You always do that. You do it so well.
But I had to get that in about my son, because it just makes me feel so good that I haven't had any problems with my children, especially with my son. And I could have, but I, like I say, that's just a testament to his mother and to grace and mercy. It has really not a lot to do with me. It's really, and I just wanted to put that out there, but go ahead.
And I think all children, you know, they all have their own minds and their own personalities. And, you know, I have a 20-year-old, but I also have a 70-year-old, and they're like night and day. You know, I have an angel and I have a devil. I mean, that's the way I have to explain to people when I say night and day. I don't love either one, you know, any less than I love the other. But, yeah, they're like night and day. And so it's great to stay prayed up. It's great to have people that are praying for you, you know, praying with you through your situations, and so that you can be able to go out and, you know, spread the joy and the love of the Lord. And I love the way that it's coming across. I grew up with, you know, the contemporary Christian gospel and the, you know, but something that the younger generation can relate to. I think that's just, it's phenomenal that we have an artist that we've had several times on the shows, as well as on the Faith to Believe project. And he started something called Hip Hope, you know, instead of calling it hip hop, you know, it's Hip Hope. And his Minister Kane is his name, but his message, you know, is he used to be into drugs as well and dealing and selling and did everything that he was grown enough to do. But, you know, there came a point in his life where, you know, the Lord spoke to him and said, you know, this is the way that you need to go. And so his message now is so much more positive, you know, and it appeals to different age levels. So it's great that you have this type of ministry that can appeal to not only older generations like Franz, but, you know, younger generations like your children and their friends. So I salute you, and, you know, we're behind you 100%.
Yeah.
And again,
we do. We definitely.
I wasn't done. Congratulations.
Yeah. I got to cut you off.
This is us all the time. Don't pay us any mind.
I got to cut you off because we're getting down to time, and I want to make sure quickly. One quick question before we go to you giving the people how to contact you and follow, like, and all those things. Do you think without your relationship with God, Christ, you know, you would be able to be where you are, especially with, you know, putting your family back together and all those kinds of things and being there for your children? Do you think it's a Christ thing, or could have Quincy Jones have done it just wanting to be a good guy?
Nah, because I tried doing stuff on my own and it didn't pan out too well.
Real talk. Okay.
I was kind of like forced into it.
Okay. Now, real quick, like I said, I want to give you plenty of time here to let people know how they can get this double CD of yours, how they can follow, like, just fan Quincy Jones and be a part of the testimonial music movement out of South Carolina. And any business entities that may want to put you on shows, I'm sure there's a lot that are going to come back and visit us via TuneIn and iTunes Radio, whatever. So make sure you articulate to them how they can connect with Quincy Jones and be a part of the movement called Testimonial Music.
Okay. You can reach Testimonial Music at testimonialmusic.com, www.testimonialmusic.com. You can get the CDs there. You can get whatever you want there. And it'll send a link to us, and we'll mail them out according to the addresses. And we haven't quite put stuff on iTunes yet. We're kind of still trying to do the old school approach.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach me on Facebook at Quincy Jones, Twitter at Quincy Jones 20, IG, Instagram, IG Quincy Jones. And we got the Reverb page, Robin Quincy,
mm-hmm.
Facebook page, Robin Quincy. My fan book page, Quincy Jones, and Rob's fan book page, Rob. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, listen, Testimonial Music is with a K, M-U-Z-I-K, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want them to be able to look that up. Look, I want to bless you, Quincy, not only because of my relationship with your soon-to-be spouse, Ms. Natasha Jones, who I love her work. For y'all that don't know, Natasha also does spoken words. Wonderful, beautiful spoken word stuff. She's got an album out there on iTunes and several other places. You guys go get it. Do you remember what the name of the album is? Her album.
I think it's Journeys of My Heart. Journeys to My Heart.
Yeah, Journeys Through My Heart. That's what it is. Journeys Through My Heart. Y'all go get that. It's beautiful. You won't be disappointed. But I want to bless you, Quincy. And the way I want to bless you is I want to give you an avenue in which to get your music out to the iTunes, the Google Play, the Amazon, and all those things. I want to bless you with that. So make sure you call me. You got my number. Make sure you call me. Let's talk about that. And also, I want to set you up with an avenue in which to get your own Vivo channel /YouTube/YouTube Music Key. I think it's important that Testimonial Music has these avenues available to you, and I want to bless you with that. And again, we'll talk about it. Give me a call, and let's talk about that. Guys, it's another one of those episodes where I wish we had an hour, because there's so much more I want to help Crazy bring out and bring to you, but we're out of time. And this is the close of another episode of Independent Everything. I want to thank my very special guest, Crazy Jones of Testimonial Music. Man, y'all look this dude up. I'm not playing. Y'all will be blessed by this cat's music, man. It is the real deal, man, and it's very, very, it's hot. And all the tracks that I've heard so far have been hot, and they've been very well put together, and the sound is phenomenal. And so y'all please go check him out, man. This is not a fly-by-night type situation, one-hit wonder, whatever you want to call it. It's the real deal. Now, this cat's going to be around for a long, long time. I'm telling you that. So please go check it out. Testimonial Music. He has a double CD he just put out. Until you can get it on the digital markets, holla at him via Testimonial Music, and he said you put your email there, and he'll make sure you get the copies. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. Thank you so much again, Crazy, for joining. Thank you, Nakia Qualis, for being my lovely, lovely, lovely fiance and my partner in crime in regards to this entertainment thing. Do you have any closing words? Nakia? Yeah.
I don't. You make me sound so great. You really do. You know I muted you out, right?
Yeah, I know you did. That's okay. Anyway, guys, we thank y'all so much for joining us. All the family, fans, and friends that joined us on this segment of Independent Everything. Again, our special guest is Crazy Jones, Testimonial Music. Go get it. We've got projects all over the place that are out via Metal Music Records. Please go and get your hands on the new projects from Voice of True Go-Getter. It's called Hybrid Doll, the project from Black Girl called Hashtag Get On It. Look for the Hybrid Queen to come with her EP called Him, coming really, really soon. Go get Confirmed from Friends the Hybrid One. It is out, is available as well. Personality from Young Fallen Angel. And get your It Straight from Kingpin. Go get it, go get it, go get it. And look for new projects coming from Cali Kia, coming from Miss B, coming from Lady Blaze, Team Dope, the Bars Crew. They're all coming. You guys just look for everything Metal and Music coming to you really soon. Thank you for another joining us on another episode of Independent Everything. Until next time, y'all know what it is. Love, peace. Come on, Nakia.
And hair grease.
Real talk. We'll holla.
Bye.